Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, right here in Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, as always, a special shout goes out to all of our active duty military, all of our veterans, all of our EMS and firefighters, all of our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe tonight, regardless of what you're doing. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, and thanks so very much for helping to move America along. We are talking about, of course, the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and the men and women that are going everywhere and anywhere. We're talking about FedEx. We're talking about UPS. We're talking about the bulk mail guys and gals that get the mail to you so you can get your postage the next day. Now, also, the Amazon warehouse people and the Amazon drivers who deliver all around the country. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, which are hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. Very easy, very simple to find. And we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Now, let's go out to California and see if we can locate Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Let's see. We'll put the satellite beam right there in his location and see if we can find him. Good morning, Kyle Warren.
All right. Good morning, Captain. And good morning to everybody out there.
That was too easy. That was too easy to find you. You weren't hiding like you usually are. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And we'll hang those people up for a little while. Now, let me see what's going on here. Where's my temperature? I got 70 degrees right now tonight right here.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're 57 and we've got just a little bit of drizzle in parts of Southern California tonight.
It rained here tonight for a little while.
I heard about the rains in Florida. That's right, yes.
Yep, it rained for a little while here. No big deal, but it did rain. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we accentuate those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we start tonight, Kyle, with something that has not made the front page of the newspapers yet, but it will be there shortly, and that is, have you heard what Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy has proposed?
Yes, as a matter of fact, he's wanting to designate the Mexican cartels, as terrorist groups, and he also wants to embed, as he says, some military on the border to engage them or fight them if need be.
Well, Fight them, I'm all for. Destroy them, I'm all for. Eliminate them, I'm all for. The only problem is it has to be on our side of the border, and we can't go chasing them into Mexico because Mexico's just not going to allow that.
Well, that's right. Kevin McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy, said, you know, we don't have operational control of our border.
Nope.
That's a quote. He says, for anyone in America that's been down there, he says, you know, basically, you know, this is the state of affairs.
But we can shut the border down. We can finish the fence, the wall, whatever you want to call it. And we can have predetermined places where you come across the border, and that's it. Anywhere else, you don't get in.
Well, that's traditionally what people think of when they think of a border, that there is some way to traverse that border in the proper way. But the Democrats, Captain, you know, you talk about the wall, for example. Well, that's a layer of protection and security. It's not the ultimate security or protection, but it's a major layer. Why are they against those kinds of things? Well, I think we know why, and their true colors have been showing for a long time.
Well, somebody on the other side of the aisle, or maybe even our side too, I don't know, I can't say, but I'm just throwing this out there. Somebody is making a lot of money that's in the political arena, somebody, for all of this stuff that's going on. And they're either getting it in the form of campaign contributions, or maybe they've got a business that somehow or another lines them up to where they're going to make money, perhaps trucking or trains or airplanes or whatever. But the thing of it is it's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Well, certainly. And one thing we know for sure, Captain, when America is secure, everybody can prosper. And if we have common sense goals that we all agree upon, especially for national security, there's no reason why we can't prosper. But you're right. Some people, they're greedy. They think they can make money. And yep. I guess to blazes with what common sense would teach us.
Yep, and we're coming up on the break. And ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon, 3 p.m., down in Sarasota at the Bayfront Center, 803 North Tamiami Trail, there will be a Veterans Summit, a town hall with Congressman Greg Stube, brought to you by the Concerned Veterans for America. You might want to be there and listen to what he has to say, because this is going to be all about the brand new 2023 Veterans True Choice Act, which was sponsored and introduced by Congressman Stube. It's going to be worth the visitation, the listen, and you'll be there with your fellow brother and sister veterans. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We roll along.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, and what's on my mind right now is to remind you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is being brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, and they have got, again, they've got a special to end all specials going on at MyPillow.com right now. Unfreaking believable. They've got some discontinued merchandise that's being discounted at 80%. 80%. Below the selling price. And you can get that by using the promo code CAPTAIN. Just trot on over to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, save you some big money on the discontinued lines that are over there. Plus, you're going to see some buy one, get ones. You're going to see some half-offs, some two-thirds offs and whatnot in there, too. Save you a bunch of money. I'm sure there's something over there at MyPillow.com that you're going to want to have that you've even been thinking about getting. But now's the time to do it because you're going to save a bunch of money. And again, promo code is CAPTAIN. The website is MyPillow.com. You can call them up if you want to. The number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Call them up with any questions you've got or place an order right there through a live person, 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And happy shopping to you. All right, Kyle Warren is back with us. Kyle, we just stumbled onto a story that apparently happened on Monday, but it's not been reported until right now. It might be because of the location that it's at. A huge dairy farm in Texas, south of Amarillo, Texas, had an explosion and a fire. and one of their employees was seriously injured. I'm surprised there wasn't more. But 18,000 cows wound up being killed in this explosion.
That's right, Captain. We're finding out that at South Fork Dairy, this is in Dennett, Texas, and as you said, it's south of Amarillo. It's kind of between Amarillo and Lubbock, just about southwest of Amarillo, northwest of Lubbock. And it definitely is a very, very big deal because you have these 18,000 cattle that seem to have perished in this explosion. We don't know the reason for this explosion at this time. They were all being put into a holding area for milking, evidently, and the explosion occurred. There was a female employee there. She is listed in critical condition as of Wednesday. That's all we really know at this time. But again, this is a major development. The average dairy cow, we understand, is worth about $1,300.
Yeah.
So that means this is going to be millions and millions of dollars of loss for this dairy farm, and of course, our best wishes go to this employee who's listed in critical condition right now. That's obviously the most important aspect of this. But hopefully, we'll find out what caused this.
Well, number one, this is a major deal. 18,000 cows in a huge dairy. That's going to be a bunch of milk is not going to be able to be produced now. By those cows. So suddenly now you've got a milk shortage.
Right, exactly. There will be some kind of impact on the market for this. There's no doubt about it. And as they investigate this, and of course, Captain, as you're a retired fire captain, walking into a situation like this, in milking facilities, I just don't know what might have caused such an enormous explosion.
Well, there's two things that come to mind. Number one is the natural, and I know, and this might sound silly, but it's not. It's the natural gas, the methane gas that the cows give out. You know, it's called flatulence. There's been a lot of jokes about that over the years, but it's not a joking matter because it can, with the right circumstances, it can become an extremely volatile situation. That's where my mind went to begin with. That's number one. Number two. You have chemicals that you have to use to keep the barn clean. And a lot of what they use is like ammonia and different things that they mix with ammonia. Well, you can't mix some of these chemicals together without getting some sort of reaction. I'm not saying that's what it was, but if I was going to look, that's where I'd start.
Right. No, that seems like it. That makes a lot of sense, and I'm sure that they will be investigating very, very carefully as to what exactly happened, because obviously you don't want to repeat at some other dairy farm for some sort of set of circumstances. Exactly.
Now, again, the way we started the show was with Speaker McCarthy wanting to designate the cartels along the border as terrorist groups, which I think is way beyond time. I think that should have been done a long time ago, but we'll see. We'll see. And if they do that, then they're moving in the right direction because we've got so much trouble on the border. But just when you thought that was the big problem, the security breach that we've got with these emails and these documents that are being released around the world, around the country, about Biden and about the people that have been involved with working with the United States, not only in Ukraine, but other places around the world. They put lives, they put countries, they put governments in serious trouble.
Well, of course it does, and these kinds of secrets and this kinds of behind-the-scenes maneuvering, diplomacy, call it what you will, but just the ability to do the business that governments are supposed to do without it being used or weaponized against them or exposing something that could have really bad effects. I'm not talking about shady things or things like that, but intelligence briefings, they're top secret for a reason.
Well, Joe Biden he's lost it mentally. It's becoming more and more obvious. Things just keep getting worse. Confusion, disaster seems to follow him wherever he goes. that permeates the operations of all his people who are trying to cover the holes up all the time, put Band-Aids over things that he says and whatnot. He commented about the Good Friday Agreement over in Ireland, a peace deal that the U.S. was instrumental in helping to broker. Instead, what's he do? He brings along his son, Hunter Biden. What's Hunter Biden doing? Shaking the hands of business people and dignitaries from Europe and other places around the world. And wheeler dealing, again, here we go, wheeler dealing.
Well, it does certainly seem, Captain, as though he's sort of thrown it back in everybody's face. You know, all that we know about Hunter Biden and all the bad things. But here he is flying over there on Air Force One and in all the pictures with his dad and hanging around and this kind of thing. It does seem a little out of place and inappropriate. That being said, you mentioned about Joe Biden kind of losing it. Well, you know, he's definitely under a lot of pressure. Any person would be to be the president of the United States. On your best day, it's very difficult to bear for the most adjusted, a strong person you could ever think of on their best day. It's still a huge burden and hard to do. But now you put Joe Biden in the mix, and it's just obvious that it's taken its toll, perhaps beyond where it should be allowed.
Well, he was having some sort of impromptu press conference with the United Kingdom's prime minister, and the reporter started to ask a bunch of questions, and his people reacted to it by saying, okay, that's it, and started to move him out of the room. And then Joe Biden yells at him. He says, I said I'm going to listen, as they were yelling questions and things at him as they were being forced out of the room.
Yeah, and that's different than the usual sort of communications director saying, okay, that's enough questions and we've got to move on for now, this kind of thing. It seems like there's a real tension there of Biden, who's in charge. Of
They're the afraid he's going to botch something by saying something wrong. That's all it is.
Well, only because he's done it like a million times.
Yeah.
And they have to walk it back. It creates all kinds of problems.
Well, let's look at it this way. Where's the Oval Office at, Kyle?
Where's the Oval Office at? Well, yeah. It's at the White House in Washington. Yeah.
Okay, well, he actually yesterday said the Oval Office was in the U.S. Capitol.
Okay, well.
He said it,
maybe,
not me.
Maybe he meant D.C., but yeah, I know, I hear what you're saying, yeah.
Okay, so this is part of what's going on. This is the example. I don't know why he was referring to the Capitol when it's in the White House. I mean, I have no idea. You'd have to ask him. Nobody seems to know here. This is unbelievable. You talk about not knowing what you're doing, and I haven't even mentioned the breach of security that happened. Wait till you hear about this one, folks. We mentioned it briefly yesterday. We're going to mention it again because I got more details. All right, I'm coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The victims of this week's deadly bank shooting in Louisville, Kentucky, are being remembered. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear among the speakers at this evening's community-wide prayer vigil.
What we need right now, in one word, is love. In a world where we hear a lot of arguments, a lot of anger, where people try to appeal to hatred and division, How about just love?
Five people were killed, several others injured, including two police officers. Tennessee Democrat Justin Pearson is headed back to the state house. The Shelby County Commission voted today to reappoint Pearson back to the seat he was removed from last week. Inflation is slowing down in the U.S. The latest Consumer Price Index report from the Labor Department says inflation slowed to 5% in March, down from February's 6%, with prices for both gasoline and groceries falling. Year over year, however, consumer prices have risen 5%. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, well, Kevin Jackson, I'm going to get in the mix there. Thank you very much, Kevin, and thank you very much, Kyle. So, let's tell you that this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is being brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, who are on a mission. The mission they're on is a pretty simple one. It's to try to get as many people as they possibly can out of pain all across the country and around the world. And they are doing just exactly that. Now, let me tell you how. I take their product, Relief Factor. I've been taking it for well over 10 years. And I take it for two reasons. It works. And it's worked for me right from the get-go. And I really appreciate the fact that when I found out about this, it was just like you are now, some of you, I heard it on a radio advertisement. So, because I've had a lot of problems with inflammation, with swelling, with pain in my legs and my ankles and whatnot, I decided to try it. And I tried it, and it worked. Cost me $19.95 then, and it still costs $19.95 now for the three-week quick start. Nothing has changed in over 10 years in terms of price. All you have to lose is pain, ladies and gentlemen. And you can go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And order it, $19.95. 3 weeks, you'll know. You'll know whether or not it works for you like it's worked for hundreds of thousands of other people over the years. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. ReliefFactor.com/captain on the website. ReliefFactor.com/captain on the website. Okay, Kyle, we have some breaking weather news out of South Florida. This has just popped up. We've had a huge rain event down there in Fort Lauderdale, about 14 inches of rain in some areas, 10 inches in others. And, of course, it's a low area down there, and you might know the flooding is there, and there's a lot of rescues and emergency situations going on right now. Tell us what you know.
Well, that's right, Captain. Approximately 10 to 14 inches of rain have fallen across that area on Wednesday, and certainly Wednesday night, we understand flooding continued. We continue to see a flood watch in that entire area. This goes north up towards Coral Springs, Boca Raton, down through Miami as well. Excessive flooding continues to be possible because of the excessive rainfall that has been there in the area. Looking at the current weather right now, it looks like it's cleared, but you still have a lot of that water. It's got nowhere to go yet. They've recorded 12 inches of rain since midnight. This, according to the Hollywood mayor, Josh Levy. He says that to CNN. He says city crews are doing everything that they can. So this is a major, major flooding and weather event, and we'll keep you posted as we get more details.
Well, here's the deal to the truckers that are headed in that direction for their just-in-time deliveries at the warehouses as well as the airport where they have a large air cargo facility down there. You need to get on the phone and call ahead and find out what you're driving into. Don't just go down there and think you're going to drive into the same old, because you're not. You may not even get to where you're going.
Well, that's exactly right. Exactly right. And of course, the drainage systems are designed to take a certain amount of water, but this is overwhelming that.
Yeah. There's nothing anywhere that can take 12 inches of rain in the course of an hour or so. It just doesn't happen.
But, exactly.
And we wish them all our thoughts and prayers. And I know the emergency first responders down there. I can listen to this on my scanner frequency that I have here. I happen to be able to have the ability. So what I'm going to do is when we take our next break before we do the Truckers Highway Report, I'm going to turn that on and I'm going to start listening to what's going on down there so I have a much better idea. But Kyle, we started to say something about the massive security breach that happened to the president while he was overseas in Ireland. Now, somebody got a hold of a document and it was laying on the sidewalk or the side of the road or whatever, and on it, hard to believe, but on it, it had information about where the president was staying, the security arrangements, who the security people were, the phone numbers of the police service, of the Northern Ireland police, and the government people that were involved. It was kind of like a who, what, when, where, why sort of thing, laying on the street in plain sight. What the hell is going on here?
Well, Captain, that kind of security breach is absolutely unacceptable. Somebody needs to lose their job, over this at the very least. But, Captain, I'm certain that the Secret Service will fall back into some alternate plan that they must have in order to make sure that the president and all the entourage, everyone, is kept safe. Because that kind of information, as I said, to be out there in the wild is just not acceptable. And I hope that they're able to take all the measures they need to take.
And then you've got John Kirby, who yesterday spent most of his term at the White House, standing up there trying to explain about our special forces that are in Ukraine, what they're doing there, how many are there, et cetera, after the Pentagon document leaks raised big questions, and it was confirmed that there were special forces operating inside, along with other countries' special forces, in Ukraine, not only training but actually fighting alongside, in some cases, these people that they were training. Now, obviously, you have to do that with some of the equipment they have because it's the only way that they can learn how to use it. Somebody's got to show them, and then they got to do it.
Well, right. My thought on that is that somebody like Vladimir Putin will want to be able to use that kind of information or revelation as a pretext to say the United States is completely invested in this war. It has its own people helping to fight it literally on the ground, and that could change his approach to how he, whatever his next move may be, or try to draw the United States into it even further.
Well, communications is extremely important in any situation you find yourself in, especially in a foreign country. And certainly radios and satellites and whatever else it is they're using, digital communications back and forth to try to confuse the enemy. In this case, it would be the Russians. They're trying to confuse them. And you don't just walk out and key a microphone and make it work. You have to tune the frequencies. You have to adjust the squelch. You have to put the, if it's directional, you have to put it spot on where it needs to go so the other people can hear you. Because if you don't hit them with a 0-degree signal where it's right on them, they're not going to hear you at all. So I get this. I understand what they're doing. Been there, done that many times. But the thing of it is this is what's the word I'm on here? They're trying to hide this again. They're trying to cover this up that we're there. We've known they've been there. I've been talking about this for over a year that we've had our people there because they had to be to train the Ukrainians as to how to use the equipment we were giving them.
But, Captain, I know that while most Americans generally support the idea of helping Ukraine and they don't want Ukraine to be overrun by Russia, President Biden would have an entirely different task in trying to explain to the American people if we've lost American troops and if we would lose more.
Well, we may have, but we won't know. They're not going to let that kind of information out. And I know what I keep hearing about some of the situations these Ukrainian troops get themselves into and how they get out of it, that's not just them doing it. There's divine help, including the United States, helping them get out of these messes.
Well, I'm sure of that, absolutely. The implications of that, of course, are much different given these kinds of revelations. Yeah.
Now, we've managed to get through the whole hour because we're going to go to break here before we come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report without even talking about a lot of the political stuff going on here in this country. And there was a major announcement yesterday by someone else who is considering getting in the ring as a presidential candidate. We'll tell you who that is in the next hour. But right now what we're going to do is we're going to go to break and we're going to come back. We're going to give you all the weather information, give you an update on Fort Lauderdale, and let you know where there's some other watches and warnings around the southeastern part of the United States tonight. So don't go anywhere. Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, I'll be back with more right after these messages with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I got no kick against modern jazz. Unless you try to play it too darn fast. Way down south they had a jubilee.
The Beatles.
They had a jamboree. They're drinking.
That's from An Error Gone By, the Beatles, Kyle. And boy, I'll tell you what, growing up, if you didn't have a chance to see the Beatles somewhere in your travels, you just weren't in.
Well, that's right, Captain. That goes back. That was recorded back in October of 1964. Of course, John Lennon on the lead vocal. But this is a little-known fact about that song, Captain. Of course, Chuck Berry had written it. It was a hit for him.
Correct.
But the Beatles were very familiar with that song. They did that song in one take.
Yep.
And it was after recording a bunch of songs that same day, and that's John Lennon, and they went right through that song, and that's how good he was and how good the Beatles were, absolutely.
Well, we've got a wildfire threat out in the southwest into the central U.S. We've got heavy snow tonight starting up in the Rockies, wouldn't you know. We've got heavy rain in the southeast, and as I said, we have a situation going on right now in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with upwards to 14 inches of rain and massive flooding going on there. They've had a foot of rain in about an hour, starting about midnight, that really created the mess. And the rest is history. And Leo, if you're listening to me down there, give me an update on what's going on, if Leo down in Miami. So, Kyle, take it away. Tell us what we're seeing out your way.
All right, Captain. We're going to start tonight up in Big Sky Country. We've got all kinds of rain and snow that's going through parts of northern Montana. And certainly if you're in the Great Falls area, and, of course, this is going to be along I-15. If you're in the Great Falls area down towards Helena, you're going to have all kinds of snow coming across I-15. If you're just south of Billings or in the Billings area, you definitely have rain, lots of rain there, snow and mixture of rain and snow there down near Red Lodge. This is going to dip down through northwestern Wyoming, through Cody, and then down into Idaho, down just a little bit south and southeast of Idaho Falls, but certainly down towards Pocatello, and then a little bit north of Logan, Utah right now, and you have rain to the west of Salt Lake City coming in from the border there at Nevada. If you're coming along I-80, you're going to have a lot of rain to deal with there. Likewise, I-84, this is going to be near Payette up in Idaho. This is going to be north of Boise. You're going to have rain, mixture of rain and snow coming across the interstate there. You mentioned as well, Captain, about some of the other weather in the southwest, of course. Yes, we're looking at the fire weather warnings there. This is going to cover most of central New Mexico and the bottom third of Arizona. So do be careful of that. We continue with wind advisories in the Southern California high desert area, I-15, Barstow, Victorville, on your way to Las Vegas. Be careful there. And then we've got a frost advisory. If you're Richard the Marine up there on the central coast of Oregon, looks like you got a frost advisory up there tonight, my friend, down from Portland all the way down to Medford, where it actually becomes a freeze warning. So be careful out there, and more next hour.
I hope his heat's working.
Hope so. Absolutely.
All right, well, let's start North Dakota tonight. We've got rain in most of North Dakota all the way across the whole state, and that takes me over into Minnesota as well, the northern part of Minnesota to include the Twin Cities all the way over to Duluth. You've got rain there, rain in the northern part of Wisconsin, as well as the upper peninsula of Michigan. And you have some unsettled weather conditions in the northern part of the eastern peninsula of Michigan, just below where you would go up into what we call the upper peninsula. You've also got fire threats. Let's see here. The western, southwestern corner of Wisconsin, the northwestern corner of Illinois, most of Iowa tonight is under a fire threat advisory. Going over to Nebraska, we have the same thing there through most of the state. Kansas, the upper portion of Kansas, all the way across I-70. And down into Amarillo, we have a fire threat advisory there. And, of course, we have that horrible fire that killed 18,000 cows to the south and west of Amarillo, over towards the New Mexico border a couple of days ago, and injured an employee. So we'll try to find out and keep our eyes and ears open on that one, because that's going to be interesting to find out what happened there, right, Kyle?
Absolutely, yeah. The cause, we don't know exactly yet, but we're looking to find out.
All right, now let's go back over here to the Gulf, because we do have some windy conditions tonight along the Gulf Coast, starting out over in New Orleans and coming all the way across over here, Tampa Bay, and then south down towards Fort Myers. Again, the rain that we've had down below, heavy rain, 12 to 14 inches of rain in some areas, has caused massive flooding down there in the Fort Lauderdale area. And there's a whole bunch of areas where they're telling people just to not get out of the street at all.
That's exactly right, Captain. If you don't have to go out on the street there tonight, you definitely don't want to do it, because you don't want your car to be damaged or submerged, for that matter. That's a very, very real possibility. You have to be careful.
Well, that can happen to the big boys or the semis, too. They get out there and they get, you know, well, I got a big truck, I can drive through this. No, you can't. If you can't see where you're at and how deep the water is, you have no idea what you're driving into. Don't be a loser and wind up having to get towed out because you were stupid enough to drive into the middle of a situation that you shouldn't have driven into to begin with.
Well, that's right. According to CNN reporting on this, Captain, at this hour, Fort Lauderdale officials have activated its Emergency Operations Center.
Of course.
And they'll be issuing a proclamation of a local state of emergency, saying that in a statement early on Thursday morning.
Yeah, I have the scanner going on in the distance. You might have heard of a few of the tones and whatnot going off, but they're activating a lot of different agencies to run along with them. The National Guard down there has been activated as well. So help is on the way. If you are in a situation where you need trouble, try to stay as high as you can, as dry as you can, for as long as you can, but they're going to get you out of the mess that you're in.
That's right. We also understand, Captain, the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport is closed due to the ongoing flooding, but it should reopen at noon, we understand. At least that's the plan at this point. And the Brightline train service has been temporarily suspended between Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
Well, that I understand, because a lot of those tracks are down low.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and the same way with the airport. Some of the airport runway sits down low as well. So I got all of that, and I would expect nothing else.
Absolutely. That's true.
All right. Well, let's see here. I'm looking at my clock. We're getting close. Okay, so you hang on there, Kyle, and folks, we'll be back. Hour number two coming up here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to get a little bit more political with you and tell you who entered into the race yesterday, or at least with an experimental group, to see if he's got any chances of becoming the president. And we'll let you know who that is. We'll let you know about some other things that are going on in the world in which we live. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch has plenty more coming back at you.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.